From the greater Boston area, you are listening to My Turn Conversations, brought to you by the Tufts University Education and Reentry Network, My Turn. These are stories of life during and after incarceration, told by people who have lived it and are working to overcome the odds.
My name is Joe Vaughn. I was incarcerated for about 9 years in state prison, and I also served about a year in DYS as well. And I went through a lot through that journey, especially going to prison at 17 years old. But it was definitely a good experience. I learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about people. Just got a good understanding of life in general during that bit. And I'm one of those people, I like to have real conversations about things. I like to speak about anything. I'm not shy. I'm open just to chop it up and build. And I'm just always looking forward to have real life conversations. Listen, I come from Brothen too. I come from a good Cape Verdean family. I just believe in positive energy. Energy is everything.
My name is Kentel. I spent 19 years in prison. So I went in when I was 16 and then I got out when I was 35. And it's just been a lot of adjustments I've had to make since I've been home. So now I'm here doing this My Turn program, and then I'm going to finish my education here at Tufts in the fall. And it's just been a struggle, you know, as far as reentry goes. But, you know, I'm figuring out as I go along. I come from a family of 5 siblings, 2 older brothers, 2 sisters. And, you know, yeah.
My name is Darius. I'm from Boston, Mass. But I was born in Mississippi, Jackson to be exact. I moved up here with my mother and 3 brothers when I was about 3 years old. My mother wanted a better life from the poverty we was used to back home. We settled in a town called Dorchester, the biggest borough in Boston. Instantly, I seen violence and gang activity.
All right, so we're going to talk about expectations a little bit. And the question is, what is expectations you feel people have on you in reentry? And I feel like my the biggest one I had coming home is, like I said before, I had 2 older brothers. And which was pretty much the most influential in my life, because I didn't grow up with my father. I grew up with my stepfather, and I felt like he wasn't that much of a role model. So that was a kind of a weird situation. So I pretty much was following behind my brothers. And while I was in there, while I was in prison, one of my brothers got killed in 2004, which is like a year after I got locked up, and then the other one got killed in 2010. So for me, like, my biggest expectation coming home was just like staying alive, because we just had like put my family through so much. And so I actually remember one of my friends telling me, he was like, he was just talking about my mother in general. And then after like my second brother had got killed, he was like, yo man, I'm just tired of seeing that look on your mother's face. Cause he had been there after I had got sentenced to life, and he had been there when my other brother got killed, and he had been there when this one had got killed. So he was just like, he was there like to witness all of it, and just, you know, repeat it back to me as how he was experiencing it. So yeah, my biggest expectation coming home was like my mother's expectation supersedes like everything else, and that just was staying alive. It sounds simple, but it's easier said than done, you know what I'm saying? Because the city's kind of crazy. So it's like learning how to stay out of the way. It's learning how to stay out of the way and putting myself in better situations where I know I'm not even going to, I don't know, be a liability or whatever. So, yeah.
And see, that's crazy, because that's totally like, you know, that's obviously, you know, that's an expectation, you know, especially coming from prison. But you know, mine's is just so used to like taking care of people, and you know, usually being the one who, you know, who had money, who had the weed, who had this, who had a car, who had this. So I'm just so, people so used to me having. So I just think, you know, they just probably gonna be, oh yeah, he got this. And then when I get out and it's like, yeah, I'm not selling drugs or I'm not doing that no more, it's just like, wow, you changed. You know what I'm saying? So it's expectations is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom has a different expectation of you. My mother wants me to stop going to jail. You know what I'm saying? Some people, what I call my friends, I'd rather sell them associates. They probably hope I get back into hustling. You know why? Because I make them money. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's, you know, as far as expectations, I just think, like, depending on the person as far as in your life, who it is. It could be your girl, it could be your brother, it could be your sister, whatever, whoever it is. I just think that they might have a different expectation for you. It's going to be, everybody's going to have a different expectation for you. That's just what I think.
Nah, facts. I definitely agree with you, bro, especially, like, us after doing all that time, just coming back to society, like, we have all these different expectations that we have of our own, and expectation that people just have on us. And like you said, your mom expects you to do right, while others expect for you to do wrong. It's just like the levels of expectation. Same thing with you, Brody. How you said, just staying alive, like, this shit's really real. Like, these expectations, and it causes, like, a lot of stress. And I could speak to similar to both of you brothers, but something that I experienced coming home with expectations was just dealing with my family or being back in society around friends. Everyone just expected me to, like, pick up fast. Like, I was incarcerated for 10 years. I don't know how to use an iPhone, bro, at all. I didn't know how to use the apps. Don't know how to use a computer. I don't know how to play PS5. I'm only playing my cousin whooping my ass in 2K. I'm like, it's not even fair, bro. You guys have been playing this. I don't even know how to play. Like, they're like, yo, come on, bro. Yo, you suck. Get off the sticks. I'm like, bro, what do you mean? I want to play, bro. Teach me how to play this shit.
Exactly.
But people just be having these expectations. Even with the phone, we'll go somewhere. I'm like, yo, how do I do this? They're like, yo, what do you mean? We're out at a restaurant. I'm like, yo, where's the menu at? They say, yo, you got to barcode it. Like, what the hell you mean barcode? What's that? Bar scan barcode? I'm like, damn, man. It's like I was gone for so long. And then everyone just expects you to know everything. And even with these new cars, started driving, like, bro, I don't know, push the starts is new to me, or the backup can, this and that, all the new sensors. And everyone's expecting, like, yo, you should know once when it starts going off. You should hear, you should know. How was I supposed to know that? I was just in the joint, and people understand, like, we're in the joint, we're limited, you know, like, we don't have access to what we have access to now. We don't have new technology. We don't got no up-to-date TVs, no up-to-date information or technology that we could play with. And people don't understand, like, when you're really out of society, it, like, has a mental hold on you. It said everything to us is new. And I always have to explain that to people, like, yo, I'm learning things. And even with me being home for 2 years, there'll be certain things I struggle with. Just like I'm about to eat, I'll try to just dog my food, thinking I have this expectation that I only got 5 minutes, like I'm still in jail at Chow Hall. Like, yo, hold on, I only got a certain amount of time. But then I got to catch myself, like, yo, hold on, let me just chill. I'm not in jail, I could take my time, my food ain't going nowhere. So it's just crazy, like, how the expectation just meekly comes from all sides. And then, like you said, I had friends that was expecting me to do wrong, jump back into the negativity with them. I have family that was expecting me to do wrong as well. Then I have family that's expecting me to do well. And then you got some people that they don't even know what to say when I tell them what I'm actually doing, like, that I'm actually doing good, that I'm going to school, that I'm working with. They don't even want to give you that clout. Like, they don't really know what to say. Like, well, what, you didn't expect this though, right?
Nah, they didn't expect that.
Like, you feel me? It's like, yo, you could at least be like, ah, you're supposed to suck, bro. That's good. It's like, damn, bro. But someone will be quick to have, like, these negative, like, expectations of you, or even the positive ones that come. But it's crazy how the positives, like, the negatives outweigh the positives. You'll have that little circle there with you that got these expectations, that's willing to go through there with you all the way, step by step, to get where you at. But then you got other people that's like, yeah, whatever, just want to go about their day in a rush. Like, yeah, just, like, kick rocks, you feel me?
Yeah, like, and I feel like it's so over. It's overwhelming.
Hell yeah, it's overwhelming.
You come home with, like, all these different expectations from different people. So, like, even, like, before I wrapped up, it was, oh, all right, so where are you planning on living? Oh, so where are you planning on working? Oh, and then we got Hillary. Oh, wait, so you're going to come to my turn? Oh, so it's, like, all these different things that are, like, and I don't feel like people mean, like, harm when they're, like voicing their concern or, like, voicing, like, whatever they're, like, saying, but it's just, I don't know. People ain't thinking about how, like, you're experiencing all the different, I don't know.
No, that's it's a lot of emotions and stuff to take in, and you know what I'm saying, as far as, especially coming home, as far as you gotta get a job, but then you gotta, you,
and yours was different, cause he did a certain amount of years, you did a certain amount of years, and I did 19, so it's like, so everybody's, the expectation is different, like, if you was doing 2 years and you came home, it's like, the expectation's not that big, cause you was just out here, but me, it's like, I'm like, oh, all right, hold on, like, stop asking me, that was like the main, yo, what are you gonna, I'm like, yo, I'm so tired of hearing that question, of like, what you gonna do when you come home, like, cause I'm, it's a fear too, like,
of course,
like, thinking I have the answers, but
you've been away for life so
long. Life is different,
and then sometimes I feel you on that, cause like you said, when we're in the joint about to come home, when we know we finally come home, we have our own expectations.
Exactly,
and I'll be feeling like sometimes, like, I had my own expectations of things, and then it didn't fall through of how I wanted to go.
That's a great
and
point.
I realized that probably because I was incarcerated out of society for so long, that I had these expectations, these plans. I'm like, nah, I was gone for a minute. I'm like, yo, that's not how life is. I have to rehabilitate myself, just still thinking about certain patterns, or not even patterns, just certain things, like, yo, hold on. Maybe certain things could be like how it was before then.
Yeah.
But coming home, like, nah, hold on. I got to change my whole game plan and everything just because of what's going on in society now. Like, I had to change my own expectations. And I know a lot of us relate to that because I don't care what anyone says.
Facts.
You're in the joint. You have all these expectations. You have everything you got to
do.
I don't care what
this.
You say, bro. You have all these expectations. Like,
I'm
going
to
get
the
this.
Gym 3 times a week.
Sometimes
I've been out.
Life catches up.
8 months, 6, 7 months.
Wrong.
I haven't went to the gym since I got out.
Bro,
I was in there,
bro,
every
get like
day.
That, bro.
I'm going to get a job as soon as I get out. Wrong.
Exactly.
It's all them different roadblocks that happen that. It changes like your trajectory on whatever you thought you was going to be.
We think it's
going
to
like,
be easy.
We thought we was
going
to come home and get our
get
ID
job,
right away.
Yeah. Okay.
We got some brothers that are still struggling to get the IDs, or some of us.
Yeah.
Where we thought we was going to get that first week, we had this expectation like, oh, we're going to get it that first week.
Exactly.
But nah, it might have took us 2-3 weeks or even a month or a month and a half.
And that set you
and
back.
And that time right there set you back,
exactly.
Bro. You feel me? So it's like the expectations with us are just like, it's so much from positive to negative with like, you said just overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
Bro. Like, it will really have you stressed out, bro. There'll be some days I'll be like, yo, chill. I just want to keep my phone on DD. I want to explain myself to nobody. Just like, just leave me alone. I just like, I'll lock myself in the room like it's the boss. Like, yo, I just need a peace of mind, bro.
And not for nothing. Kent, I know you know this. You, like you said, you did 19 years. So I know you, especially you. You know what I'm saying? You as well. You did 10. So I can know that's a long time. You've been out a couple years, correct?
About 2 weeks, going on 2 years.
Very short, but you've been out a while. Kentel's been 19 straight and then got out. What, a year ago, a little over a year. So I know for you for sure, like, it was so overwhelming. Everybody want to hang out with you, everyone want to talk to you, everyone want to see you, take pictures. It's just like, oh my god, I know,
crazy, like social anxiety, that was my biggest thing, like the social anxiety. I was just going in stores, like I first was just like, yo, let me just go out and just walk around and just like try to act normal, whatever that means. Like,
try to act normal.
It's like no matter where I went, people just knew like that. I just like, I don't know, that I came from a different dimension or whatever you want to call it. One dude thought I was like a security guard at the store. I'm like, nah, bro, I just got out. So he's like, oh, that's what he's like. I was wondering why you keep looking. I'm just like, yo, I'm soaking it in, like soaking like the world in, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's not, I don't know, I'm soaking all of it in. So yeah, it was a big transition I had to make. Like right, I feel like right now it's like, now I'm dealing with like, I keep asking myself like, all right, how much do you care about like upholding other people's expectations? Like how much does it matter? Like if I fall short of somebody's expectations, like can I live with that? And a lot of the times I'm like, yeah, because I like with my friends from my neighborhood, that's like my biggest, that's my biggest thing right now. It's like I can't be around them the way I want to, and it's not like it's any bad blood or whatever. It's just, you know, the vision is different, and then we on two totally different paths. So it's like, and then they be feeling some type of way because it's, oh, but yo man, I wish I could chill with you the way I see you chilling with your classmates. But it's like, It's, but we can't, like, we can't go back to how things used to be. Like, it's dead. It's done. It's done. So it's just like, you either figure out a way to fit into this model, or it's like, I gotta keep and how it is now. It's like they can't fit into the new model. So it's like, it's kind of like I see like certain friendships dying off, which I feel kind of guilty about, because this is like, that's like a part of me, you know. The gang culture in Boston is like super crazy. So it's like, I'm not going to sit here and act like that's not still a part of me. That's still who I am. Forget the neighborhood. These is dudes that I grew up with since I was 13, 12. Like, so it's like, it's still like that love that's there. But then it's like, all of that is like,
that's I can definitely agree with that. Yeah. I like the point when you brought up about how you're like, can you live with yourself, like, if you don't live up to someone's expectations. I think that's a great point, because I was kind of like feeling the same way when I first got up, because, you know, so much people, I had a lot of people around my neighborhood. It's like, hey, we can do this, we could do that, but it's just like, I know it's not the right thing, but and with that situation, I felt like guilty. Like, damn, man, I haven't seen these dudes in a while. I'm kind of blowing them off. They just miss me. They want to hang out with me. But then at the same time, I got a vision, and a vision that I'm on, they're not in it, because I know what they're doing, and I know where that's gonna lead me. So, that was a great question, and it hit me, because I was kind of experiencing that, and, you know what I'm saying, I was going back and forth, and, you know, my answer is, yeah, you know, yes, I could live with, you know, depending on what the expectation is. Like, that expectation, I can live with that all day, because I know it's going to just bring me back to prison. So,
I always bring up Dutch, because I feel like Dutch is like one of the biggest things, where he, like, he seen what we was doing when we was in there, and he's like, ah, that school stuff y'all talking about is not, yeah, that's not gonna hold up when y'all leave. Like, y'all not, I don't know, I don't see it. I don't know. I guess he couldn't see like this far ahead. He's just like, y'all gonna go home, and y'all ain't gonna be thinking about that.
A lot of fellas be like that, and then just say, when they see you doing your bib, like, yo, why are you programming?
Yeah.
Going to this, going to school.
Doing, you wasn't going to school when you was on the streets.
You wasn't going to school on the streets.
Yeah, you wasn't thinking about that.
Being on the streets. Obviously.
Then you tell him, say, nah, I'm trying to let me do better. So
I wasn't standing.
Like, yeah, whatever, bro. You're just doing that right now to kill time, bro. You already know what you're going to be come home. Until you come home and prove who's wrong.
You wasn't standing for count on the street neither, but you're doing it now. It's a big difference. Time to change your life. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes dudes don't be understanding that. Like, sometimes it's got to evolve with the times, man.
Facts. This is just bringing me back to this old lady named Miss White from around my neighborhood, and, you know, her expectation of me is changed now, previously to my other incarcerations, because she just always tell me, oh, I know you're going back to jail, you're up to no good, and no matter what I did, she see me, I could be walking a lady across the street, she probably think I'm gonna be robbing her. But, you know,
we got that one lady in the hood that always feel like that about everybody.
She doesn't, and she's so nosy. She know everybody's
and she
business.
She tell your mama.
What? My mother? She don't even gotta tell her. She'll walk up the street to my mother's house. If my mother don't answer, she leave a note. She was bad. Leaving notes on the car window. I seen your son outside doing this, X, Y, and Z. Like, she was bad.
You always get that one around the way.
But to say that, recently as I got out, I seen Ms. White. And she's like, you know, what you doing? I'm like, nah, that's not, just to let her know that, like, oh, yeah, you're wrong this time. She was like, oh, you're going to be back in jail. I'm like, nah, yeah, you're wrong this time.
How you going back, lady?
Told her I was in school, and I got a job, and she just was like, oh, like, she said something funny. I can't remember what she said, but she always has, like, a slick mouth. So she said something slick. But it was kind of like, okay, maybe you can change, but I forgot the word that she said. It was something like, I guess you can. Oh, it's like an old. I guess you can clean dirty water or something. It was something so like something just Miss White. Something she would say. I guess you can't clean dirty water. I'm like, she insulted me and gave me a compliment at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's just like, it's a satisfaction that comes with like I being like knowing that you proved the person wrong. So it's Just by being you,
just by doing the right thing. Like it's the right thing to do. It's not like you shouldn't be getting a reward for doing the right thing. There's people that go to work and do the right thing every day, just living life. So,
but that goes to show you too, though, bro. That it goes to show you that, like, sometimes people, and I know that we probably all done dealt with this, like, just because we was incarcerated for so long, people sometimes think we're still that, or have these expectations that we're still that same person before we went to prison, but not knowing our journey or what we've been through throughout the bid, you know, where they see you come, it's like, yeah, you're just gonna do the same old stuff again, repeat, where people, and then when they see you elevating and evolving, they're like, yo, hold on, what's really going on here? Because like you said, people just had these expectations of us, like, yeah, you're still that same person, but not knowing what we really went through, you know.
Yeah, and I think Dutch was thinking about that, because he genuinely just didn't even, nah, for real, I think he just genuinely didn't, like, see, maybe if I was like, yeah, I'm going to go home, become a carpenter, school was just, like, so far from, like, the realm of possibilities in his head, he's like, y'all ain't going to do that. So now that we out and I'm doing it, he's like, all right. Yo, you, I'm a believer now.
Yeah, like, you made him a believer.
Up, he's like, straight hit me up through Snap. Like, yo, man, I believe in you. You made me a believer, pretty much. So it's like,
how does it make you feel?
Good, good. And my whole thing is just like me, just like setting my mind to certain things, and just like knowing I'm gonna just follow through with it. That been my, I didn't like set out to prove anybody wrong. I'm just like, I'm gonna just do this because I know this feels right. It feels right, like, and I'm seeing like all the network I'm building along the way. I'm seeing like all the good people I'm meeting, like, throughout the whole process, and it's like, why wouldn't I?
That's great.
I'd be an idiot to go against that.
Absolutely. So, it's a blessing in disguise.
So I ain't gonna hold you. I felt like Dutch myself, because even me, I did everything good throughout my bid. I did a bunch of programming. I was real heavy into restorative justice, running retreats, circles, got my wellness certificate. I was doing Project Youth, speaking to kids and everything. But the one thing I regret was I didn't go to college, bro. Everybody was on my back about, yo, go to college, go to college. And I just, like, expected that I wouldn't be able to get in somewhere. I don't know why, like, I doubted myself just because I never really did good in school. Like hands-on stuff,
yeah.
I could figure stuff out, trades. But, like, educational, always, like, struggled with it. I'm like, nah, bro, said, there's no way I'm going to get in. So
crazy.
I doubted myself, bro. So I went and took the test, right? I failed. I was mad. I was like, damn, I said, yo, I knew I was going to get it. I knew it was going to happen. I expected it. But then the next year, dudes was on my back. They say, yo, take it again. I don't take it, right? I go take it the year after that. From 2 years after when I failed, I went to go take it. Bro, I got in. But then they transferred me to the minimum. And now I'm in the minimum. I get luck from the minimum, end up in Concord with you. I was like, this over there with you. And that's when I applied for Tufts. And I got accepted into Tufts, but I went back to the minimum. So me coming to college right now, this is really a first live experience. And it's something I never expected I would do, bro. Like, I never, as a kid, as my life, I knew I would always do good in other lanes and fields, but college was something that I couldn't see myself doing. Just because, yo, I can't read, I ain't gonna say I'm bullshitting, I can't read for shit. I be struggling pronouncing words. So, yo, so how am I gonna go to college? I can't even pronounce shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, yo, bro, so, like, I feel like that's something that, like, it was an expectation that I didn't, like, I couldn't see myself doing it. And it's an expectation that I over-succeeded, you know? So I feel like when you talk about your man Dutch, and I feel like that's what, like, a lot of fellas behind the wall, especially because of where I'm just being real, because I'll speak about my education level all the way. Sometimes people don't like to speak about where the education level is at. So I feel like sometimes a lot of fellas behind the wall, just because due to that education level, that's why a lot of brothers be scared to move forward with the schooling and the joint.
Yeah, that's true, but I think also with... You got to understand education and going to school is considered, like, what you call lame, or, you know, in prison. You know, people's like, I'm not, you know, people don't, especially in the community, they don't, school's like the most, people rather talk about sports or something in prison. And this is a negative place. So you don't expect people to, like, some people might want to go to school, but some people might be like, oh, man, I'm not going to school. It's looked at as not being cool, or, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of BS behind it, too. So.
And I ain't gonna lie, when I was in Detroit,
that's what that,
I like, was nervous.
Like changing that definition of what cool is.
Yeah, facts.
That's what we was talking about before.
Nah, big facts.
It's like, yo, soon as, cause I went into it with the same type of like doubt, cause I'm like, eh, I went to jail when I was in 10th grade. But even then, I didn't feel like school was my thing. I'm just like, I don't feel like I fit in this space. And then college is a step up that I'm just like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's a space I belong in. And then like the more classes we took, it's like the more you start to gain the confidence, and then like your expectation of yourself like starts changing. Cause you see like you know, you take 100 shots.
You're going to start making them.
Nah, facts.
You know, practice makes perfection.
Because you'll start this semester.
Once that shot starts going in, you're like, oh, I'm shooting it.
First time you took the 100 shots, you're like, oh, I only made 20. Second time, you're like, oh, all right, hold on, I made 25.
Yeah, whatever.
Hold on, that means I'm going to start shooting 40, 35 on the next one. But nah, facts. Yo, starting here, I was nervous in the beginning, bro. I said, damn, I'm in college now. I've never been through something like this. They're going to call me out to read. I can't even read correctly. None of that. I said, damn. You know, just being in this environment. I was like, I had like kind of, I ain't gonna hold you like in the beginning. I didn't think I was gonna follow through all the way. It'd be real true. Like, I kind of had low expectations myself starting off school. And so, just being comfortable being here with the fellas and seeing that just being the Memphis students accepted us as well. Because yeah, that plays a huge part too with the students that went in class with just accepting us. Because imagine we in class with people that don't even like us.
Or
sure. That's
just
gonna like
very
kill our energy, you know?
It's gonna deter you from wanting to come. That's a fact.
Nah, facts. And look at them like they look at us as regular people. They don't devalue us, dehumanize us. They don't have no expectation. The only expectation I have is just to, yo, do the assignment with me, bro.
Exactly.
Like, yo,
come
make sure if we're working together,
do
just,
the assignment.
Yo, do this shit with me, bro.
That ain't really too hard.
And that's a good expectation,
yeah,
bro. You know
gotta that. Hold your weight.
Yeah. Nah, facts.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. My expectation, me personally, like now my expectation is a little different. I'm not thinking about trying to be Al Capone or the, you know, the richest person in the world or the drug kingpin or something, you know. Now I have realistic goals, like, or realistic expectations for myself. Oh. Like, I'm gonna go to work, I'm gonna eat this, I'm gonna go to school, and guess what? I go to sleep. And I'm not the richest. I probably made more money when I was hustling, but now I can go to sleep with a sense of pride that I worked hard today and I'm tired from actually working.
Yeah, now it's like, I'll be like, oh, that's perfect. Like shedding like the expectations of what everybody else thinks and just like worrying about like the own expectations that I have for myself. And it's just, that is a bunch, like, you know, wake up, go to work, make sure your bills is paid, make sure you're taking care of family. It's like those little things, those little core things that matter. Like everything else outside of that is like secondary. Exactly. It's not top priority. So it's like I'm not wasting too much energy on what the next person thinks of me, or wasting too much energy on like fulfilling other people's expectations. I'm just like, yo, my mother's happy. Yo, my checking on my grandmother. Oh, Nana's straight. this assignment's due. I did that.
Facts. The priorities is taken care of.
I don't care about all of
them. Yeah, expectations.
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I be like, sometimes like people, we have these expectations. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes like I'll get in my mind. I'm like, yo, not for nothing. You wasn't even around on the bid or nothing. Like, you wasn't really there with like certain people, like when it was crunchiest and I was going through something. So how can you really have certain expectations on me? And that's sometimes I don't even want to come off rude or nothing to people, but be in my mind, just like, you know, just even just dealing with family, mostly like family, like certain things, like, yo, how do you expect all of this when it was crunchy? You wasn't even there.
What was
your
expectations of yourself now though?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. I got high expectations of myself, man. It's I got not. Some going. Just like my expectations now, I'm in like, it's a complete school, get some type of degree, figure out exactly what I do. I got these expectations, start this LLC, working with people with disabilities soon. I just got, man, my expectations all have to do with like business related and like in my mental state, like where I have this expectation, as long as my mentalness is where it needs to be, as long as I'm like happy. Like what bro said, I don't gotta be the richest, but as long as I'm comfortable and I'm happy, and like I'm able to do whatever I can want to do and my mind's peaceful.
That's facts.
That's all that matters when my family's good. And like you said, it's talking about the wants. As long as the needs is taken care of,
exactly.
Everything else is a plus, you know?
That's facts.
And that's one thing I look at life is expectations. Mm-hmm. When we break it down.
Another one.
You can't drop it, though. You dropped the mic. That was good.
Minutes.
That was good.
Thank you for listening to the My Turn podcast. My Turn is a community-based, university-accredited program providing education, mentorship, and career development support to and by those who have been directly impacted by the criminal justice system. My Turn's objective is to provide an opportunity for each participant to reframe their skills, interests, responsibility, and commitments. Support these students at tupit.org, TUPIT.org. Music brought to you by Elmer Playtez and Brunel Jones II.